And I have all kinds of ice savers stuff. Anything we don't freeze, you know, mm-hmm. and we put all the fruit, pumpkin, taters, sweets, nice, and kraut, everything we'll down in the basement. But this attic, and then like, we done that my mother there. We had that good basement up there, and we kept that stuff down in that down in the ground basement up there, and we could keep it in here. I can keep stuff you know down in the basement. If spring yet come, it'll go to sprout and get time to come up, be planted to come up, but it yeah. it'll keep just as sound as a silver dollar. And my mother used, my stepmother and mother both used to keep in that basement up at home down in. Had Steph go down in it. We just dig our taters and put them down there, have them all the year. Mm-hmm.
How'd you get from the, it had what going down in it?
Steph.
Uh-huh.
Had Steph. Concrete step going down in the basement.
Would you use that same word steps to talk about going from the first floor to the second floor?
Up there?
Yeah. Would you use the word steps?
I guess so, we. Now, let's see, how would you ask that now? About the step going yeah. going where?
Up to the second floor.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, stairway steps. That's what we call those.
What about steps. Outside, say from the porch to the
house, like we had up there?
Yeah.
Well, here was this. We had a big porch and concrete step coming up on it.
Mm-hmm.
And, my father stayed out on it, our front porch, and he that's where he sat all the time to read the paper. The paper come in, he'd get the paper and sat there the rest of the day and read. But he done got old, you know, he didn't have to do nothing. He sat out on that paper, and I remember one time I'll tell you this, of course, I don't know whether you're interested, would want that told or not. I had some nephews that live in the hand, well, they wouldn't work with me all the time. He and me, that's Sam, myself, we done all the work. My nephew was going to school, and my brother died, and we moved him over in the hospital, and they're living with me, my sister-in-law, and my nephew, both boys. And one of them, they bought a car, I got to letting him raise a little tobacco too, and so they bought him a car.
Mm-hmm.
And this hand, well, they had a lot of fun out of it, and they thought a lot out of it.
Mm-hmm.
And them boys that pick at him, they live close together. Mm-hmm. The two houses were close together where my sister-in-law lived in his hand. And this one of his boys asked him, says, "Can you drive a car, Dick?" We called him Dick, his name was Richard. He said, "Sure, yeah. Sure, here I can drive one." So this nephew of mine started up and told him to take it. My daddy sat up on that porch. We had a picture of it for years. I don't know what ever come of it. Might have been there, I don't know what. But he cocked his seat up on one of them big poles and sit down right back in his rocking chair, you know, and read.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where he sat, right close to that concrete step now. Mm-hmm. Great big step coming up into the middle of the pole. And this car flew and it went up over the second or third step. About the guy. He fell by him out of the chair. All the laughing you ain't never heard like. And this boy had to pull his hands loose from the wheel, he just froze. There's a lot of time. Yeah. And he scared him to death. And Paul said, "Sure, you stay here, Mike." And that's getting so bad, he'd like to die.
Okay, did you have a porch on the second floor?
Huh?
Did you have a porch on the second floor?
No, I've come out of there on the second. Up on the top of that porch.
Some of them did though.
Huh? Yeah, no, it didn't have them. But I've come out on the top of that porch many a time. Got out on it, done stuff. He just come right up to them windows up there.
Yeah.
Then like I told you, they had an attic.